cars left the scene, and the boy was just standing there alone, looking at the shiny red tractor that him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. It was as if someone had spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, cause when he looked up, they started to slip. Then he put his head in the crooks of his arms, and he started to drift, drift to the belly of the ship.
Lights moving in my
like fat ships. They were moving in streams of them. And he put up his hands and he said, "It's me, it's me. I can hear my eyes. Take me up, oh, yeah, please take me up. I'm here, the raven, waiting for you. Please take me up. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me here. Across like the shape of a tortured woman, the true shape of a tortured woman. Around goes the mother, mother standing in the doorway. Peasants come to the hunger, presidents and prophets. Rob screaming, look at the care of the prophet. Sort of run through the fields, screaming in animation. It's all but a split of skulls. All gonna come out like a mad dictate shining. Like a mistress gonna shoot them up. Like light, the Mohammed boxer. Taking them up.
Thank you.
abstract streets. The lights like some switched on Mondrian. Cats like us are obsolete. Hey man, don't look at my feet. Thieves, poets, we're inside out. And everybody's a soldier. Angels howl the cool abstract lights. And the borders of heaven are zipped up tight. Tonight. Christopher Donovan. Alright. Hi. Welcome to Connecticut. Well, he finished it. That's the end of like the friendly announcement. Well, anyway, it just says just to let you know that the state is embroiled in a large labor strike with Now it's in the state is embroiled in a large labor strike. Is embroiled, is that as opposed to like, you know? Oh, I thought, wait a minute. That's right, the state is broiled. I see, I got it wrong. The steak is broiled in it. All right, so you got 1,199 nursing home workers. Many of us support the workers and their call for better patient staff ratios and higher salaries. But Governor Rowland, who wants to break the union and not deal with real problems and instead is bringing in strike breakers from Colorado. What is this? Like, this is like a John Ford movie.
Will you throw the strike breakers from Colorado or coming?
I see them coming down the mountainside. Anyway, I don't know what to do about them strike breakers from Colorado. They are Americans, you know. But seriously, I don't know much, you know. Seriously, nursing home workers have a crappy fucking job. Because a lot of the people that work in nursing homes are doing the difficult duties that, you know, we all should be doing. But it's like, it's hard work. You know, if you have a loved one or an aging parent or a relative that for some reason you're unable to take care of, it's really hard work. It's thankless work, except from God. And people should be rewarded also on the planet. So let's do what we can to support the nursing workers.
Chains, and they all wrap
Everybody. I'm just gonna read you this little thing about the next song. I don't know why, I just feel like it, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it now.
In grammar school, my classmates and I were wrenched from the wisdom of Uncle Wiggily and made to parade single file into the depths of a makeshift fallout shelter. There we lay face down among the stores of Spam, generic goods, and bottled water. It was peace, 50s fashion, preparing for the bomb. Thus it was revealed our elders who had fought for our freedom had spent equal time inventing methods of self-annihilation. As the decade rolled on, dressed in Davy Crockett gear, I had the best Davy Crockett outfit. I had like lots of people at that time period had Davy Crockett outfits, but mine was really much cooler, because I'll tell you why. First of all, I had a friend that used to go coon hunting, and like he gave me a real coon tail, so I had a real coon tail on my hat and on my bicycle, you know, like I had real coon tails, not like those skimpy like rabbit things that are pretend coon tails. I had real coon tails, and I had like not a plastic powder horn, but I had a powder horn that was sort of made out of horn, really horn. And also, I didn't have any stupid plastic rifle neither. I had one of these old wooden shotguns. I mean, it wasn't a real shotgun, it was a toy, but it was really quite a good, well-made one. You know, it was made of metal, and then it had like a wood thing here. And you know how Davy Crockett carved old Betsy in the wood part of his rifle? Well, I did the same thing. I like carved old Betsy. I was so cool. I don't know what happened to me, but when I was 9, man, I had it together. Anyway, that was a slight diversion. As the decade rolled on, dressed in Davy Crockett gear, I clocked my world. Life magazine kept me posted. Picasso, Nazi war criminals, Jackson Pollock, Korea, the Beats, the death of Charlie Parker, the rise of Fidel Castro. By 1959, Stagger Lee was on the radio, Naked Lunch under the counter, conformity was on the high rise, and cars looked just as ambitious. As for me, I had turned in my coonskin cap and spent long hours in the library. I had discovered Tibet and the Dalai Lama, the great monasteries and the prayer flags bracing the bright Himalayan wind. In March, while gathering material for a school paper, my Tibet was invaded by the Chinese. I was horrified to report the mass slaughter, the imprisonment of monks and nuns, the burning of their temples, and the forced exile of their spiritual leader. At 12 years old, I was unable to comprehend the public's disinterest, just as I'm unable to comprehend disinterest at this moment. The general lack of outrage. Feeling helpless, I stood before my window at bedtime and I said my prayers for the Dalai Lama and his people as wild-winged Chevrolets flew through the night.
Tales to tell. here?
I'm sorry. I got disorganized in the last song. I don't know if you noticed that. That was really... Sorry about that. I didn't know where the hell I was. So, I'm gonna like... Could you shut up for a minute? It's fucking broad. There's so much energy in this room that I gotta like. I know we're gonna be here for a long time, so I can't expend it all too fast, you know? Or I'll have to have a cigarette and it'll be over. So we're just gonna take a little, let's just relax for a minute, do a little song. Please sing along if you like.
Thank you.
friends will meet there. I pledge to you all that you ask. The moon and the stars. Early morning, oh, why don't you hear it? Early morning, oh, now, though it's too early morning, oh, I'm going to you. In the temple there was wild revelry. As I dropped, they left me. Was drunk in desire. The devil calls and God, he knows it all. But make it true. Here is my side, they'll the last. It will cost you. In his cell, he awaits his fate by the hand of a young girl dancing the dance of the seven veils. She whirled about before the Herod's eye. She was the apple of her mother's eye. Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, trying to understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. above the northern plain. The great birds fly over the heavy fields, and the people kneel, and the men they toil, yet not for their own. The wheel grows. Here we go. Is on. turn of the wheel. Give me one more revolution. One more turn of the wheel. Thank you. raises for Betsy.
Coincidence? I think not.
watching it rise. Tattooed fingers shall wait for me. Whistles, voices, mesmerize. Voices, voices, beckon and see. Somebody's sins, but not mine. What the fuck are you people doing?
What does this look like? A sumo parlor? Man, if he died for you, I feel really like he might have semi-wasted his time. Notice I just said semi. I just had his Teamster moment. It's all great 22-wheelers, 18-wheelers floating in the sky in the body of Jimmy Hoffa, like a cement cloud above it all. They should do, I think, on The Sopranos, that's what they should do. They should have an episode where they find the body of Jimmy Hoffa. And then they fly over to Haiti with it. And then see if they can raise him up. And then another faction. No, sorry, I just got one. Must be, you know, has to be some of the collective consciousness of the people here. It's like, and myself being a vessel can only tell what is in the air. So if there's a Teamster mentality floating around, I'm sure it has come through me to give back to you. See, that's what happens if you drink too much beer. Your mind starts becoming the mind of a Teamster. Jesus died for somebody's sins, but my mind.
I wake up.
there's nothing save God within electricity. It was the same electric current that had made Frankenstein a man. They set up their stages for the new wars. Visionaries. They drank water, they fasted, they prayed to their God, they sat in silence. And in the other tents, they had campfires ready, they changed their strings, they got their amplifiers. Everything was ready. Oh, the warriors of the new system. They drank water, they planted their grasses.
Listen up.